Nintendo vs. the Modders, a $2 million battle over game piracy. The world of video games, a realm of digital adventure and escapism, has often found itself at odds with those who seek to bend its rules. For decades, companies have battled to protect their creations from unauthorized modification and distribution. In a recent landmark case, Nintendo, the iconic purveyor of Mario and Zelda, secured a significant victory, with a Nintendo Switch modder ordered to pay a staggering $2 million in damages for piracy. This isn't just about a single individual, it's a chapter in the long, complex history of intellectual property battles in the digital age. The story of Nintendo versus its modders is a recurring narrative, a testament to the enduring challenges of protecting creative works in an increasingly interconnected world. The seeds of conflict, from cartridges to code. Nintendo's journey began in the early days of home consoles. The NES, Super NES, and Game Boy were revolutionary, but they also presented a new frontier for tinkering. Early modders weren't always driven by piracy. Often, they were enthusiasts looking to explore the limits of the hardware, create their own games, or even enhance existing ones. However, this innovation quickly spilled over into the gray area of unauthorized games and piracy. Nintendo, from its inception, adopted a famously strict approach to its intellectual property. Their consoles featured lockout chips and proprietary cartridges, designed to prevent third-party software unless explicitly licensed. This strategy, while effective in maintaining quality control and revenue streams, also created a perception of a closed ecosystem, fueling the desire among some to bypass these restrictions. The advent of the internet and later the widespread availability of powerful personal computers dramatically changed the landscape. Modding communities flourished, developing tools and methods to modify game code, create custom content, and bypass hardware protections. The Nintendo Switch, with its hybrid portability and robust online features, became a new battleground. The rise of the modders and the $2 million verdict. In recent years, the modding scene for the Nintendo Switch has grown increasingly sophisticated. Tools and services emerged that allowed users to install custom firmware, play pirated games, and even access online services with modified consoles. This posed a significant threat to Nintendo's business model, which relies heavily on the sale of legitimate game copies and online subscriptions. The specific case that culminated in the $2 million judgment involved a modder who, through various online channels, facilitated the distribution of pirated games and tools that bypassed Nintendo's security measures. The lawsuit filed by Nintendo of America highlighted the extensive damage caused by these activities, impacting not only sales but also the integrity of their online network. When a court orders such a substantial sum in damages, it sends a clear message. It underscores the legal framework that protects intellectual property and the severe consequences for those who violate it. For Nintendo, it was a vindication of their efforts to combat widespread piracy that had plagued their platforms. The ripple effect, what this means for gaming. This verdict is more than just a win for Nintendo. It has broader implications for the gaming industry and the broader digital landscape. Deterrence, the substantial financial penalty serves as a strong deterrent against similar activities. It signals that the risks associated with facilitating game piracy are considerable. Intellectual property rights, the case reinforces the legal protections afforded to game developers and publishers. It validates their right to control the distribution and modification of their products. The modding debate, the ruling also reignites the ongoing debate about game modding. While many mods enhance player experience and extend a game's lifespan, the line between legitimate modification and piracy can be thin and often blurred. Console security, it highlights the continuous arms race between console manufacturers and those who seek to exploit vulnerabilities. As new security measures are developed, so too are new methods to circumvent them. A continuous struggle. Nintendo's legal battles against modders and pirates are not new. From the early days of the NES to the current generation of consoles, the company has consistently taken a proactive stance. This $2 million judgment is a significant escalation, reflecting the increasing sophistication of piracy operations and the evolving legal strategies to combat them. As technology advances, the methods of both creation and illicit replication will continue to evolve. The history of gaming piracy lawsuits, with cases like this one, serves as a constant reminder that the digital frontier, much like the historical ones, is a place of both immense innovation and persistent conflict. The story of Nintendo versus the modders is a testament to the complex relationship between creation, innovation, and intellectual property in the modern era. It's a narrative that will undoubtedly continue to unfold as technology and human ingenuity forge new paths, both legitimate and illicit.